Praise the Lord.
As you notice with the songs this morning, we're talking about thanking God, giving thanks, that God's mercy never ends, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Each and every one of us will go through difficult times in our life. We'll go through circumstances, we'll go through painful events. And how we face those events, how we face that situation will make a difference. Things are always worse when you're in a bad mood. But if we have an attitude of gratitude, if we have an attitude of being grateful and recognizing what God has already done, where the Lord has already brought us, what He has already shown Himself faithful in our lives, then it's so much easier to face what comes. The stress we had this past week of being told the closing on the house was being put back was a difficult time. Yet we knew that God is still in control. I understand from having gone through so many different things in my life that God is God. He has my best interest in mind, and it might not line up with my plans. Maybe you've encountered that, maybe not. But I guarantee you that's a fact, that God's ways are best, because God's the one who sees the end from the beginning, who loves us. He's already promised He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Psalm 107, beginning with verse 1, says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Has God redeemed you? Has God shown Himself mighty in your life? We're called to give thanks and declare what God has done. And if we will recognize that God is the one who has continued to watch over us, continued to guide us, continued to protect us, then it makes it easier to face anything else that comes along. I know God watches over me. Sometimes I think He looks down and shakes His head, "What in the world's wrong with you, boy?" But I know He's watching over me, and I know He directs my steps. I know He's at work in my life. I know that the giftings and callings of God are without repentance. God does not change His mind about what He called us to do. And I know that because I've seen it worked out in my own life. God called me to preach when I was 12 years old. I should have died. I was bitten by a cottonmouth moccasin fishing in an irrigation ditch in a sugarcane field. By the time help got to me, it was 45 minutes later. I should have been dead, but God brought me through it. And He said, "I've called you to preach my word." That didn't stop me from walking away from a church at 17 and not darkening a church door for 16 years. But when I came back to the Lord, I found out He was right there. God hadn't changed His mind about what He wanted. When Pastor Howard was getting ready to retire and he came to me one day and he said, "You either take over the church or we're closing the doors because the people won't come back as long as I'm here." And Deb and I were driving around over in upstate New York, right across the rest of the lake over there, listening to WCHP, the AM Christian station. And I hear this minister say, "You know what God called you to do. Stop goofing off and do it." Praise God. Kind of hard to argue with that. The next day, riding around, another minister, another completely different message says the exact same thing. You know what God called you to do. God hasn't changed His mind about you or me or any of us. Whatever He's called you to do, He's called you to do it. And He hasn't changed His mind. And He continues to show Himself faithful. Remember, God who sees the end from the beginning knows the path it's going to take each of us to get where He's bringing us. But He is patient. He is long-suffering. And as we face the things in our life, maybe they're just difficulties that come from living in a fallen world. Maybe they're God trying to get our attention. Whatever the situation is, as we go through it, recognize that God has us engraved in the palm of His hands, Scripture says. That He will never leave us nor forsake us. And we can give praise and thanks that even though I may not understand the circumstances or the situation, I know that God has a plan and His way is perfect. And I can trust Him, and I can rely on Him, and I can walk forward in that. I am not alone. I am not discarded. I am not cast by the wayside. I am not abandoned. And when we give When we have that attitude, when we have that understanding, whatever comes, we can thank God in the middle of it. There's a scripture that says, "In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and concerning me." No matter what our circumstances are, we can thank God. Colossians 3, beginning with verse 12, says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Stop right there for just a minute. As Paul is talking to the church at Colossae, how they ought to live, how they ought to interact with one another, he tells them to be long-suffering even before he says, if any of you has a complaint against another, to forgive them. But to forgive them as Christ forgave us. He looked and he saw what a wretched, miserable person I was, and loved me anyway. It's the human nature that tends to grade our sins. Well, I've done this, but I've never done that. I would never do anything like that. And look down at other people because of where they're at. But God has shown His mercy to me. God has shown His mercy to you. And we ought to reflect through us as we're dealing with other people, as we're sharing the love of God. Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Lord, we need that wisdom. "Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart. And whatever you do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Do we ever stop and think about that? That everything we do is part of a reflection of our relationship to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We've talked about name being more than Bill or Andrew or Fred. It means the character and honor and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we do should be a reflection of who Jesus is to me. Everything I do should demonstrate who He is in my life, that I recognize Him and that I give honor to God in everything that we do. Each of us needs to do that. I can't make you do it. I can't even make me do it, to be quite honest. I have to continue to remind myself that the things I do have to be a reflection of the grace of God in my life. In Ephesians 5, beginning with verse 15, Paul, talking to the church at Ephesus, says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." Boy, don't we live in some evil days now. Wickedness on all sides. But do we see the things going on and have a heart of compassion because people are trapped? People are in bondage. People are overwhelmed by their circumstances and have no hope. Do we come bringing the hope? Do we come bringing the light? Do we come to reach out and to love people the way Jesus did? Lord, help me, because I fall so short. It's very easy to point out someone's sins, someone's shortcomings, and look down on them. But that's not what we're called to do. We are called to be ambassadors of heaven. We are called to be lights in the midst of the darkness. We are called to reach out and encourage people around us. We are called to walk as living epistles. Maybe it's the only Bible people will ever read, the only Jesus people will ever know, is what they see in us. So are we to walk? We are to walk it out. Verse 17. "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting to one another in the fear of God. So here's the second place he said it, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He said it to the Colossians. He says it to the Ephesians. When we get together as believers, do we talk about the Word of God? Do we talk about the graciousness that is found in Scripture? Do we share and encourage one another with what the Bible says? Or do we just go about our business? Hi, how are you? Good, you? And that's the end of the conversation. The Vermont greeting. Or do we reach out? How are you doing today? What are you facing? What's going on? How can I help? Let me tell you what I read this morning, or let me tell you what I went through this morning. What I feel the Lord is saying about this situation. Do we share the love of God to the people we encounter, especially brothers and sisters, but to everyone we encounter? Do we share the love of God? Are we a blessing that we've been called to be? We are called to be a blessing to people. God blesses us that we might bless others. God gives us His light that we might shine it before men, before women, that we might display how great and wonderful and merciful God is, that God took a messed up swamp creature like me. I'm from the Everglades, literally from the Everglades. In fact, as the turtles have been coming up to lay eggs and then big old snapping turtles, my wife will not let me bring one home to cook, so I let them go. But I remember. Wherever we're from, whatever our background, again, is not a mistake. God brought us together. God brought us through this path to have us. And here he's saying, encourage one another and strengthen one another and lift one another up. Then be grateful and thankful for what God has done to show His love. That attitude of gratitude, that recognizing that had it not been the Lord who was on our side, let now Israel say, when the enemy came in like a flood, they would have overwhelmed us. We go through different things in our life. We go through different turmoil and different obstacles. Yet God is still with us. And we can give thanks and we can give praise no matter what's going on, because He has shown Himself faithful and continues to show Himself faithful in my life and in your life. Hebrews 13, beginning with verse 10. Writer of Hebrews has just been talking about the sacrifices on the altar, the blood of bulls and goats. It says, we have an altar from which those who serve at the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to Him outside the camp, bearing His reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Psalmist David has told us to give thanks to the Lord. Paul has told us in different places to give thanks to the Lord. The writer of Hebrews has told us to give thanks to the Lord and just recognize what He has done. And He's continued to show Himself faithful in our lives. He has continued to pour out His blessings upon us. We have ample reason. In fact, we have every reason to have a grateful heart. Every reason to be thankful, no matter what our circumstances are, because we are not alone. We are never alone. He's always with us. He's always there for us. He's always at work in us. Psalm 92, verse 1, says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. All through Psalms, in fact, Psalm 137, I believe it is, is basically the entire song. Psalm is give thanks to the Lord for He is good. Give thanks to the Holy One for He is good. Give thanks to the One Most High because He is mighty in all of His ways. He is good to us. And it goes on and on and on and on. Different ways of saying it to the different people from a different perspective, but giving thanks to God. We are called to give thanks to the Lord. We are called. I should have been dead. That's, you know, the cottonmouth moccasin is only one of many things. I should have been dead. Yet He is merciful. He had a plan and a purpose in my life. He has a plan and purpose in your life. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. He continues to watch over and continues to guide us. 1 Corinthians 1, beginning with verse 4. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by Him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short of no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. If you're familiar with the book of 1 Corinthians, you know, right here in chapter 1, Paul's saying, I give thanks to the Lord for you, that the grace of God has been poured out upon you, that you're enriched in everything by Him. He goes on to say, you've got sexual sin openly taking place right in the middle of your church, and you're not doing anything about it. These are the people he's getting ready to rebuke. But in the middle of getting ready to rebuke them, he still says, God is going to work it out in your life. God is not going to allow you to stay where you are. He's going to bring you through. Verse 7, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting the revelation of the Lord Jesus. Even the people that were met, that he was about to rip into because of things they had allowed going on in the church, he said, I thank God for you because He is working in you. Praise God. When we see one another, when we see our brother or sister stumble, when we look in the mirror and see that brother or sister stumble, know that God is at work and bringing us through, and we can be grateful and thankful that He's allowing us to go through a process to get drawn closer to it, because He who began the good work is faithful to complete it. The God who called us from our mother's womb, who knit us together in our mother's womb, we talked about that a few weeks ago, has directed our steps our entire life, did not bring us this far to leave us right here. He brought us this far because He has a plan and a purpose to use us for His glory, to work through us, to show His love to the people around us. Scripture says God wants to hold us up as trophies of His grace, saying, you think you're messed up? Look what I did with this one. Praise God. He has not brought us this far to leave us. He is at work, and He is worthy of our praise and worthy of our thanks because He is faithful. I challenge you, when you have difficulties arise, or that annoying person in front of you going down the road that can't seem to maintain a steady speed, or whatever the situation is that just happens to hit those buttons, are we thankful? Help, Lord. But we need to be recognizing that in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, there's an opportunity to show God's love. In everything, there's an opportunity in how we present ourselves, in our attitude, the things that we go through. If we are grateful, it's going to make an impact to the people around us. And it's going to make an impact on the inside here. It's so much easier to face things when you're not all, you know, gloomy. What is the thing? Gloomy Gus, you know, walking around with that dark cloud over your head. Oh, woe is me, Eeyore kind of thing. But rather be grateful that God is at work. Lord, I don't understand what you're doing, but I know you well enough to know you're doing something awesome. Praise God. Having that attitude of gratitude. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his son. I didn't realize, you know, Deb was talking on the phone with her son last night, so I wasn't playing the songs that I was picking out from the list. We got like 460 some videos that we've downloaded for praise and worship to go through and picking out the ones. I didn't realize I had so many Don Moen songs in there. But are we grateful for what God has done? Because God has done great things. He has redeemed our lives from destruction. He has delivered us from the hand of the enemy. He continues to direct our steps. And he is worthy of praise. Thank you. Father, we just come before you. And we are grateful, Lord, for your love and your blessing in our lives. We're grateful, Father, that you watch over and keep us. We're grateful, Father, that you are faithful in all of your ways. Lord, and you are worthy of praise. Watch over and guide us, Father. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.